We are now in the days of Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter. Why is this month called Mar? Because this is the only month in the Jewish calendar without any Yom Tov. But Chazal say, Mar has a deeper meaning. Mar Cheshvan comes from the word Marachshin. Ruchshe Marachshin Sefasav. Our lips are still moving from the tefillas of the Yom Naram. So even though Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot have passed, the spirit of Tishrei still resonates. It is still flowing from our lips. So why are there no Yom Tovim in Cheshvan? Because Cheshvan is a month of absorption. It is the time to internalize everything we gain from Tishrei. The tefillos, the closeness to Hashem, the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, the atonement of Yom Kippur, the joy of Sukkot, and let it all settle within us. During Tishrei, a person reaches levels of Kedusha and inspiration that are difficult to sustain throughout the year. After the Yom Naram, when life returns to its routine, many feel a spiritual letdown. They ask, why don't I feel the same high? Why am I not connected as before? And the answer is, you're not supposed to feel exactly the same. The goal is not to live permanently in the heights of Kol Nidre and the Ila or Tkiyah Shofar. The true goal is to bring the holiness of Tishrei into everyday life. Hashem does not expect you to walk around all year with a kittel and a machzer. He doesn't want you to fast and sit in shul a whole day. He asks you to integrate the essence of Tishrei into your daily routine. Your brachos, your birchas hamazon, your learning, your work, your interactions with other people. This is real growth. Making the spiritual tangible in the ordinary. So if you feel less inspired now, don't worry. You are doing exactly what Hashem wants. You are absorbing. The avoid of Cheshvan is to live the inspiration in real time, to let it permeate your daily life. We see this idea in the Musaf Davening of Yontif. In the Musaf Shmoyne Esrei, we say, V'se'ara lefenecha siraseinu. We daven that our tefillah should be sweet and accepted. And we ask, V'hoshev kahanim levedosam. Return the kahanim to their avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. V'leviyim l'shiram l'zimram. Return the Leviim to their singing in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hashav Yisrael l'neveim. And return the Yidin to their homes. So we understand that in Yom Tov we ask for the Kahanim and the Leviim to once again resume their duties in the Beis HaMikdash. But v'hashav Yisrael l'neveim and the Yidin should return to their homes? What does that exactly mean? What are we davening for over here? And what does Yisrael returning to their homes have to do with Yom Tov? So Rav Schwab says something so profound. After Yom Tov, when Yid leaves the Beis HaMikdash and he goes back home, back to the routine, back to the hustle and bustle, they should come home with some feelings of Kedusha that he gained on Yom Tov. He should take that Kedusha that's embedded with him and implement it into his daily life. V'hashav Yisrael and Aveyam. When we transition from the Heiliger Tag, we should not lose the connection that we forged over the Yom Naram. We should implement all the madrigas that we gained into our daily lives. The joy and elevation and the growth we experienced in Yom Tov should become part of us throughout the year. So Cheshvan, the month of Mar, is not really bitter. It is full of potential. It is the time to digest and to integrate and to live the holiness we experienced in Tishrei, carrying it with us into every ordinary day. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.